Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 8th. It's November. It's 2025, and it's getting dark out. And I've been working on my vehicle all day, doing what I got to do while I'm waiting for parts, because I have absolutely nothing else to do. I'm in an abandoned repair shop, so that's what I'm doing. And here's a funny thing. See this person? I click on a video about smart dusting and get an entire book report on truck repair. Okay. Here's the deal. If you have a problem with me taking the last 15 plus years out of my life, making over 5,000 videos to try to wake up and inform people to what's going on, if the fact that my life actually bleeds into it, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, don't watch. It's amazing how many people leave snarky comments, but they don't leave comments that actually add to the situation. You know what I mean? They go out of the way to make stupid comments. Whatever. It's all good. It's all good because we're going down like a UPS plane right now. And I haven't touched on this in quite a while, but let's get to this because this is insane. I haven't touched on this in a long time, but this is still insane. So here we go.
This was one of the worst neighborhoods in America. Then came the mosques.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The city of Minneapolis changed its noise ordinance, now allowing the Islamic call to prayer to be broadcast from speakers year-round, 5 times a day. In tonight's Weekend Journal, David Schumann of WCCO reports it is a first for a major U.S. city.
Imagine hearing that in your town, in Wheatville, Indiana, in West Plains, Missouri, out in Topeka, Kansas, Sacramento, California, Kingman, Arizona. 5 times a day on loudspeakers and your city changes the ordinance. Minneapolis did that 2 years ago. You see what I'm saying? This is utterly insane, but first of all, they took away all the industry, so all these cities fall into disrepair, and then the Muslims come flooding in, and what do? They turn mosques, they turn Catholic churches and Christian churches into mosques 5 times a day. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to deal with that whatsoever at all. And your elected government, is making the laws for anybody else except Americans. And we're way at the other side of that chasm right now. We crossed the Rubicon a long time ago. People just think protesting, stop doing this, hey, hey, ho, ho, doesn't work, it's got to go. You see what I'm saying? This is insane, but I'm not done yet. So here we go, some more.
Oh, there's a massive Muslim population here because the land is cheap. And speaking as a generality, they don't believe in usury. You know, like there's no loans taking out or interest sent. They'll buy up massive swaths of like $5,000 or $4,000 plots that are empty that don't have anything built on them. Or they'll buy up like the crack houses that are dilapidated and they'll fix them up.
We circled back to explore more and realized that thousands of immigrants have moved into the area. Many had come from abroad. Others had relocated from New York City.
Mali, originally.
Mali.
Mali, West Africa.
All right.
I like Buffalo. That's why I came. New York, I am a lot of headache, you know? That's why I came here.
Are you from Pakistan?
I'm from Pakistan.
Pakistan. How long in Buffalo?
Huh?
How many years in Buffalo?
About 9 years. 5 times a day. 5 times.
You're from Burma.
I wish I could go back home. The civil war is going on. Everything's problem. So I better decide here to stay in America.
I moved from Queens to here 2028.
You guys are opening a business here or something?
Yeah, restaurant.
Restaurant?
Yes, Asian restaurant.
Asian restaurant.
Yeah, I used to live everywhere. You know, I'm 38 years here. Okay, which part of you live here?
New York City.
Where in New York City?
Brooklyn.
Where in Brooklyn?
Bushwick.
Oh, Bushwick. But a lot of black people there, eh?
Isn't that fun? With literal warnings from the government saying that Al-Qaeda is here and there is a resurgence. And this is all from September of 2025. 24 years after 9/11 Al-Qaeda resurgence, yet we're allowing the country to be flooded and taken over by Muslim folks. Awesome. Our own government for years has done everything they can to take away your ability to make a living by sending all the factories, all the manufacturing that we had in the United States that made us a powerhouse to other countries. And then they go start wars for to spread democracy and spend trillions of your dollars on other countries, causing all sorts of refugees. And then they allow the border to be wide open. And hell, we just fly them right in. But they will bend over backwards to allow people that don't even belong in this country to come here and buy up all the places that you used to live because you couldn't live there anymore. And then, of course, they bend over backwards again so that they can build restaurants, do whatever they want, while half of the United States literally lost their business during 2020 during the lockdowns and the directed energy weapon storms, the geoengineering hurricanes that destroyed everyone's property, and nobody can get a permit to rebuild anymore because now they live in a weather's angry area. You see what I'm saying? This is the setup, and we are at the pinnacle of it right now. Right now. It's insane.
New at 5, call to prayer controversies. Some Dearborn families speaking out now, and one mosque is responding. The outdoor calls to prayer can be heard on loudspeakers throughout Dearborn twice a day. The city has a vast Muslim population, and several mosques play calls to prayer for those families. That includes the Islamic Institute of Knowledge on Schaefer, which is now changing when and how loud they will play calls to prayer. 7 News Detroit reporter Ruta Alsanaida listening to community members' concerns and showing us the steps one mosque is taking to try and accommodate neighbors.
Here at the Islamic Institute of Knowledge on Schaefer, the call to prayer comes out twice a day through that loudspeaker up there for about 2 minutes. It's just one of the many mosques that follow this practice in the city, raising some concerns with residents. This is the sound. The daily call to prayer Dearborn resident Andrea Unger says is something she personally does not want to listen to daily. She's brought this up at numerous city council meetings, including on October 7th.
Your freedom of religion does not allow you to force me to listen to your prayers in my yard or home when you could do this by your app or text or phone or email or inside your own walls.
Unger lives just blocks away from the Islamic Institute of Knowledge, and ever since they began work on this extension to their mosque about 2 years ago, she says the noise of the prayers has become too much. In the beginning, the mosque admits they did their first prayer around 5 a.m., but have since stopped.
The early morning prayers are, we understand that there might be some people concerned with those, but since these complaints came in, we took the proactive step in order to eliminate the morning prayer just to make sure we're respectful to our community.
The Institute says they received 2 official complaints and have worked with the city to rectify them. But Andrea says it's not just them. She says there are many mosques in the city, including the Islamic Center of America off of Ford, who all participate. We looked into the city ordinance, which states that noise is not allowed to exceed 70 decibels in residential areas in the daytime and 60 at night. Additionally, loudspeakers are not permitted between 10 p.m. and 7 in the morning.
If we have or can identify a mosque that's doing it before 7 in the morning, or if there is an excess of the decibels, there'll be written a citation.
Dearborn Police Chief Issa Shaheen says he has been working with houses of worship to make sure they are in compliance, measuring decibel levels personally, hoping residents can come to terms with these short moments of prayer.
It's no different than church bells that you might hear on Sunday.
Dearborn is a beautiful thing. A lot of religions here being practiced, churches, mosques, synagogues. So it's a beautiful thing. That's what America is all about.
There is yet another city council meeting where residents say they will continue to bring attention to this. That's on Tuesday at 7 p.m. In Dearborn, I'm Rudolph Sinaida, 7 News Detroit.
So one mosque, now that its feet are being held to the fire, is going to think about turning things down. And the guy said they do a call to prayer twice a day. That's complete and utter nonsense, okay? It's 5 times a day, every day. If I heard that noise in my that would set me off. It would be an absolute problem. But that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. And the fact that they just allowed this Muslim dude to take over New York City, I mean, are you kidding me? It was bad enough that after they told us that we were attacked by 19 Saudi Arabians, but then we just forgot it was Saudi Arabia, and then we went to Afghanistan and Iraq and pissed off a whole bunch of people on the other side of the world for a long, long time, only to retract, not winning the war in any way whatsoever at all, leaving millions of refugees, killing millions of people, spending trillions of dollars. Now they're here, and it's starting to snowball exponentially because they just put this dude into the mayor's office in New York City. That is just the biggest slap in the face in the world, and it's the New World Order doing this. This is not organic whatsoever at all. This is to cause a civil war. And think about all the refugees, all the people that came over the border, and the ones that came through the border, but the ones that were flown over the border, they were all military-age fighting men. They're all here. This is going to snap at any point now. This is insane to me that this is going on. And it's funny because listen to this dude.
Hear me, President Trump, when I say this. To get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us.
How do you respond to that? Does that affect anything you're going to do?
It's a very dangerous statement for him to make, actually. And, you know, you talk about danger. I think it's a very dangerous statement for him to make. He has to be a little bit respectful of Washington, because if he's not, he doesn't have a chance of succeeding. And I want to make him succeed. I want to make the city succeed. I don't want to make him succeed. I want to make the city succeed. And we'll see what happens.
Did you see reaching out to him?
I would say he should reach out to us, really. I think he should reach out. Right. I'm here. We'll see what happens. But I would think that it would be more appropriate for him to reach out to us.
And then he switches up, basically a thinly veiled threat to the president of the United States. You know, it's all theater. But for everyone to see, this is what he says. But then this is also what he says. We need more funding. Send us money personally. I find this really odd.
This will be a period, like the campaign we ran and the city hall to come, defined by transparency. Because New Yorkers deserve a government they can trust. On January 1st, I will be your mayor. New Year's Day, and a new era for this city. Oh, and one more thing. Remember how I told you a few months ago to stop sending us money? You can start again. This transition requires staff, research, and an infrastructure that can meet this moment. And it will be made possible by the people who built and believe in this movement. So I hope you'll make a donation at transition2025.com. Now let's get to work.
Well, he seems nice enough, right? He's a nice Muslim guy in the gayest city in America. So that should work out really well. And he's simply asking for money. He's already won the campaign, but he wants more money. So I find that really strange. But how are the Muslims in New York City acting as of yesterday? Let's find out, shall we? So let me ask you, how many times have we seen these people doing this in New York City and anywhere else they want? Like stopping traffic so that they can have their call to prayer in the middle of the street while people are trying to live their lives? I have no issue with anybody except when they don't believe Jesus Christ and they walk around making a movie out of it. If you don't believe, don't believe. But if you're going to rip things down and move to a country that was built on Jesus Christ, allegedly, I got a problem with it. And I'm an American. There's no two ways about it. I can't get around that. It is what it is. We're being set up on every single solitary front right now. And it's insane to me that people are just on to the next event, because that's what they're doing. It's nonstop, never-ending events. I had to make a list that stopped in October. We'd have to add another 5 pages by now. It's nonstop, never-ending. So you need to prepare yourselves. And here's one for you, because this kills me. And here's another thing. People seem to, I mean, I guess they only know how to watch YouTube videos. They can't figure out how to do a little bit of research for themselves. But people are like, Richie, how will gold and silver be any good in the digital currency system? It won't be any good in the digital currency system. If you're not going to take the digital ID, if you're not going to take the digital dollar, and you're not going to hang your hat on the social credit system, then you've already been making steps towards finding people and learning how to live outside the system, because that's what you're going to have to do. You know what I mean? It took me less than 20 seconds to just simply find one of 30 ways to do this, okay? Gold and silver won't work in their system, but places like Utah are already using actual gold currency. Utah, I believe Oregon, but here's the other side of that coin. Utah's already talking about a digital ID. You know what I mean? So do a little bit of research, or simply don't get your money out of the bank when they crash the economy completely, because it has to crash. We're at $38 trillion right now. It has to crash. When they crash it, everything you've ever saved all your life will be gone. I'll tell you what, if I saved all my life and had a 401k, I would rather have it in my hand and hope that after they crash everything, the people that rise up actually get it back. They get the country back, because that could possibly happen. I'm not hanging my hat on that, but there's going to be a long... You're not going to go, I refuse the digital dollar and the social credit system, and then just fall over dead. You know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. So if you're asking questions like that, clearly you're not prepared. And getting prepared is incredibly easy. Simply research it, man. You know what I mean? Research it. It's so simple, quick, and easy. And all the people that I've been meeting for the last 10 years, face-to-face subscribers that I talk about all the time, they don't seem to have any problem with it. They've actually worked out a network. I show you this stuff all the time, man. All the time. Find people near you. Create a network, and don't do it online. I've even left you all the links over and over and over again for those that can't possibly figure out how to use gold in an off-grid economy. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but I will digress. I don't know why I'm so mad about that, but it's just astonishing to me that after all these years, the simplest questions still pop up when you have the entire internet at your disposal. But, you know, let somebody else do it, I guess, at any rate. If you're not going to go along with the digital ID, the digital dollar, and the social credit system that comes with it, and the mark of the beast, you can't buy or sell, you're basically going to be locked out of society. Do you understand that? I mean, myself, Minutes of Horror, Call for an Uprising, so many channels have been showing you this exact thing coming down the pike for over a decade, almost two decades. You know what I'm saying? People got complacent. People got entertained to death. People were watching too much documentaries on fat people that just couldn't stop being fat, and people that fell in love with brick walls and married their car, and people that were furries and transgenders, and all these different crises that happened. Meanwhile, this thing's been ticking along in the background, but it's not ticking anymore. We're here. We're at the precipice. This is happening right now. And if you're late to the game, for the last 6 months, I've been posting websites where you can actually get the information and go actual meet people in your area if you haven't done so. Because it's either you go along with the digital ID system and you're done, or you don't. And you better have an alternative, because life will stop right there and then. They will effectively lock you out of the system. You won't be able to go into a CVS. I've met thousands of people that have stockpiles of medicine, canned food, gold, silver, lead, methods of projecting that lead if need be. They have ways to filter their water. They have farm animals, etc., because they saw this coming. This wasn't entertainment. I didn't lose all my hair for the last 15 years yelling at a camera to try to warn people that I actually do meet a lot of you. Not all of you, but I mean, there ain't that much time in the day. It's insane to me. It's insane to me that people still don't know what to do. At any rate, your government hates you, and they filled this country with people that hate Americans because of what our government has done. And if you don't understand the writing on the wall, you need to start finding people near you. Find preppers near you. Find people that can help you in an emergency. And if you can't do that, if you can't do any of these things, if you can't get your gold and silver, you can't get your gold and silver by turning your 401k and your IRA into gold and silver and get it out of the bank, then pray. Make a decision. This is real. This is game time. This is a time to make a decision. Are you going to be a part of this beast system so you can buy and sell? Or are you going to go on your own? Or with people that you've met? Because it's not hard to meet people like myself that do know what to do when things get really ugly. I was born for this. And most of you were too. And it's time to figure that out. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'm out.